Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We've had the shock announcement that Boyd Cordner has retired this morning, the end to a fantastic career. And look, Boyd Cordner, he has just been a true warrior of our game for just so long. And personally, I think he really has been underappreciated in our game. He's a guy that people respect, no doubt about it. But I don't think you realise what Boyd Cordner has achieved and what he's done in his short career. I mean, it's been a long career, but he's only played 180 first grade games. Now, I'm sure you would have expected Boyd to have played a lot more than that. You got to remember, he's retiring at just 28 years old, yeah? You're seeing guys like him now. I mean, Gallen, he retired when he was 35 or so. So, I mean, there's an argument that, you know, Boyd Cordner, he's potentially only, I don't know, what, 6'8", 5'8", into his career or so. I mean, it is crazy how early he has retired, and I think it shows the importance of what Peter Vlandis is doing. And this is what I've been talking about for a number of weeks, that if 28 years old, the toughest guy, one of the toughest guys I've seen. I wouldn't say the toughest. That's probably an insult to a lot of guys out there, but he's definitely right up there. If you were to tell me you believe Boyd Cordner's the toughest guy to play a game, I probably wouldn't push back on you too much, to be perfectly honest with you. But for him at 28, being the warrior he has been to hang up his boots, it shows that the direction Peter Vlandis is heading in, he's not wrong. He's not wrong in any way, shape, or form. Another gladiator in his team, Jake Friend, that's hung up his boots. Very similar situation, yeah. But look, Boyd Cordner, on his career, unbelievable. I still remember watching Boyd Cordner come down to Sydney. He was a kid from somewhere up near Newcastle, the old Bar Pirates where he came from. But I remember the kid from somewhere near Newcastle who came down at about age 16, 15 or 16. He was incredibly young, and he played a trial for the Roosters. And you could tell straight away that he was going to be a star. There was no doubt about it. There was no questions about it. He just had something extra about him. He still had the same bum chin. He still had the exact same body structure. He's grown since then, but you could just tell kid was going to be something else. And it's even from that first game, I remember him taking those tough carries out of his own 20 meter. And this is what Boyd Cordner built his career on. Tough carries and Boyd Cordner, that was his bread and butter, yeah. This is what he did for so many years. And we saw him made his first grade debut, I want to say 2011, 2012, probably 2012 around that mark. 2013 rolls around, and this is the first moment that I sort of stood up and thought, fuck, this bloke, he might actually be something really different. Round 22, the Sydney Roosters play the Canberra Raiders in 2013. Now, you will remember, this is the season where the Roosters signed a heap of superstars. They brought Michael Jennings in. They brought Sonny Bill Williams in. They brought James Maloney in. They went from having a pretty bang average year in 2012 to winning the premiership in 2013. Now, I'll take it to round 22 of the 2013 season. Boyd Cordner and the Sydney Roosters, they're playing the Canberra Raiders. He breaks his ankle. Now, under the medical advice, he was told, will not be back for another 12 weeks. Your season is over. More than likely, your kangaroo tour is over as well. And Boyd Cordner rehabbed up, did his absolute best, went berserk. You know, you heard rumors back then that if they did make it to the grand final, Boyd would be there. And it just seemed like the most unrealistic thing of all time, to be perfectly honest with you. Now, Of course, the Roosters in 2013, they go all the way to the grand final. I believe they beat South Sydney to get into the 2013 Premiership grand final against the Manly Seagulls. And Boy Cordner, he's picked out of obscurity in that game to return after numerous weeks off. And it just shows the caliber of footballer this guy is. Now, Trent Robertson, this was his first year of coaching. He's got this young bloke who was told his season is over, and he picks him in a grand final 6 weeks before he was told he'd be able to return to rugby league, that his season was over. Plays in that game, they win that grand final. An unbelievable moment for Boyd at such a young age, and it just showed the sort of footballer this guy was. Now, by this point, he's already been earmarked as a future New South Wales skipper. Paul Gallen's still the skipper at this point of the New South Wales Blues, and it wouldn't be long before Boyd Cordner would take over the mantle here, and obviously took over at a pretty tough time. The New South Wales Blues were about to start a new era, and he would be at the front and centre of it. Now, a couple of years later, we're talking 2018, 2019, the Blues. He's the skipper of the Blues now, 2018 Origin Series. They win that one mid-season. Boyd Cordner lifts the Origin Shield for the first time. The first captain to do it since Paul Gallen in 2014. And before that, I mean, good God, what are we talking? Joey, Danny Badiris in 05. I mean, a long time between drinks. This Queensland team, they were just so dominant for so long. And here's this 24, 25-year-old kid, yeah? Like, unbelievable to think he was that young and he was the captain of the New South Wales Blues. Unbelievable. They win that series under Brad Fittler, a former Roosters captain, a former New South Wales captain. Another guy that at such a young age had so much responsibility put on him. You got to remember that when Freddie made the move to the Sydney Roosters, he was 24. He was the Australian captain at that point. Boyd Cordner was in a very similar situation at the Roosters. Captain of the New South Wales Blues. They win the 2018 Origin Shield. Unbelievable scenes. Fast forward a couple of months later, and the Roosters are in the 2018 Grand Final, taking on the Melbourne Storm, their arch nemesis. Melbourne Storm, red-hot favourites in this game, and the Roosters just put on a clinical display, an unbelievable performance that I've never seen the Melbourne Storm silence like that. The Roosters, they just had an answer for everything the Melbourne Storm threw at them, and the Storm, they simply couldn't keep up with what the Roosters did that night, led by their leader, Boyd Cordner. Unbelievable scenes. There's obviously the game where Cooper Cronk, he played that with a busted shoulder as well. Unbelievable moment in rugby league history. So Boyd Cordner, 2018, pretty good season. Lifts the Origin Shield. Also lifts the NRL trophy as the captain. Now, off the top of my head, I think the last guy to do that would have been Darren Lockyer in 2006. I haven't got the exact numbers in front of me, but I assume it would have been Lockyer in 2006, when the Broncos, of course, won the premiership, and Lockyer came up with that unbelievable play, swooping on that Brett Hodgson intercept to win the Origin Series for Queensland. Unbelievable moment there. Really turned the history of State of Origin forever. The Roosters, they come into season 2019 looking to be the first team to go back-to-back since the Brisbane Broncos the early 90s. It hasn't been done since. The Roosters, they've had a couple of chances to do it. They haven't been able to pull it off. Of course, the Origin Series rolls around, and here's the Blues, red-hot favourites once again. They win this series. Unbelievable scenes once again. Boyd Cordner, he wins back-to-back Origin Shields as a 25-year-old skipper. Unbelievable. No New South Wales captain has done this since, what, 03 and 04, 04, 05, Danny Badiris. I mean, it's taken like 15 years for someone else to be able to do this for the New South Wales Blues, and it's a captain who's 25. Yeah, 25, 26. Unbelievable. It's still at such a young age. Tough as nails. As I said, the Origin Arena, whenever there was a carry coming out of the Blues zone 20, you'd see two scoots, and then you know who would be there. Boyd Cordner, bumper bars up, just taking the line on an absolute warrior. Now, they win that Origin Series, and then the attention turns to the Sydney Roosters' hunt for back-to-back premierships. And Boyd Cordner, he's front and centre of this charge, over on the left edge there. That left edge was just so dangerous with Latrell Mitchell, Daniel Tupou, James Tedesco floating around. Just an unbelievable edge with Luke Keary as well. And the role that Boyd Cordner played, the amount of tries they scored off Boyd Cordner getting to his elbows and knees. You go back to that 2019 grand final. There's a quick turnover. Boyd Cordner, he gets the ball. It's chopped by Joey Leilua. Now, the beauty of this is that he got one-on-one with Leilua. Leilua had no choice but to chop him. But what it means is that Boyd Cordner gets to his elbows and knees. And this is the play that is just so underrated. And, you know, I talk about elbows and knees a lot, and people sort of think it's pie in the sky sort of stuff. But this is where you win and lose football games, based on guys that get this little advantage. Now, because Boy Corner does so well there, he forces Joey Leilua to chop his legs and not go for the ball. It means he gets to his elbows and knees. And this is the beauty of it. The defensive line has to get back 10 metres. Boy Corner, he wins that tackle. He plays the ball. And Luke Keary, he just clicks into instinct mode, as does Latrell Mitchell, as does Daniel Tupu, as does James Tedesco, crawling out through the middle. And, of course, it's this play the ball. They get on the advantage. Luke Keary screeches out to the right side, comes back down the left, hits Latrell. He flicks to Tupu. He finds Teddy back on the inside. The Roosters win the 2019 NRL Premiership. An unbelievable moment. The first team to go back-to-back since the Broncos the early 90s. But I think the thing that was underrated, that was criminally underrated in all this, was that Boyd Cordner, and this is something that I find unbelievable, and I can't believe more people don't talk about it. Boyd Cordner, on this day, 2019 Grand Final, he became the first man ever captain back-to-back NRL premierships and back-to-back State of Origin series victories in the same 2 years. The first man to ever do it. Will people do it in the future? Potentially, but there's only ever going to be one first man to do it. And I mean, when you go back and you look at those Broncos teams that won back-to-back, you look at those Canberra Raiders teams that won back-to-back, you know, you got guys like Alan Langer, Mal Meninga, you know, the skippers of these sides, and, you know, no one was able to do it. It is simply incredible for Boyd Cordner to do it. And then I want you to keep in mind that Boyd Cordner, he's 26 years old, 26, 27 years old. Realistically, probably hasn't even hit the peak of his football yet. An unbelievable player, Boyd Cordner, just tough as nails. I always think back to that 2013 Grand Final, what he did to even be on the field there, and the trust Robinson had in this guy to know, yep, he's worth having out there on this field at such a young age, a back rower. That was a pretty stacked squad. You got to remember that 2013 Roosters, and Trent Robinson knew, nah, we need Boyd out there. We need Boydo on the field. You can do a bit more research yourself, but Boyd Cordner, his childhood, it wasn't easy. I believe that his mother passed away at a very young age. He had a lot of things to overcome. He had to come to Sydney. I know that wasn't easy for him. As much as he was a star when he first arrived, it wasn't easy for him, yeah. From what I gathered, he was very homesick at the start of his career, and he went on to just be an absolute legend of the Sydney Roosters, a legend of the New South Wales Blues, an Australian captain as well. I mean, I think this is the most underrated thing in all this. This guy's 27 years old, and he's captained his club to a premiership, captained his state to two Origin Shields, back-to-back Origin Shields, also the captain of his country. An unbelievable footballer, Boyd Cordner, and a real old-school sort of guy. I talk about players that could go into any era of rugby league and be as dominant as what they were in their era. And I have no doubt about it, Boyd Cordner, he would have been one of, if not the best, left-edge back rower in any era of rugby league of all time. An absolute champion footballer, Boyd Cordner, a guy that I've got so much time and so much respect for. I still think he's underappreciated. This is a guy that we're going to give all the praise in the world to over the next few days, and this is a guy that I'm going to put up some unbelievable stats on. I think the first man to ever win back-to-back premierships and Origin Shields in the same 2 years is just unbelievable. The story of the 2013 Grand Final, just part of rugby league folklore for me, but I think this is forever going to be a guy that over the next 3 or 4 days, you're going to hear some amazing stories. You're going to sit back and go, wow, how good was Boyd Cordner? But then I guarantee you, over the next 20, 30 years, when you see best teams named and best back rowers of all time, I think Boyd Cordner, he will always be underappreciated. And I think that comes down to what Boyd Cordner brought to the game of football you couldn't really see in stats. And I think forever we will probably underappreciate him for that. But I think all you have to do is talk to the players that played alongside Boyd Cordner, and they'll tell you about what he brought to this game. He is honestly one of the guys that you would be happy to go into the trenches with, Boyd Cordner. A champion of our game. I'm very sorry to see it finish the way it has, but I hope our game takes this as a little warning signal, yeah. If a true warrior, one of the toughest players we've ever seen like Boyd Cordner, is pulling the plug at his career at age 28 because of his health, I think it's definitely saying something. A champion player, Boyd, thank you for all that you did for our games. Thank you for the unbelievable memories. I was lucky enough to see you lift 2 Origin Shields. I was lucky enough to see you win 3 premierships. I remember watching you as a 16-year-old when you came down for that first trial for the Roosters, and straight away, everyone went, who's this kid? And it was just, oh, he's from up Newcastle way. Little do we know, the kid from up Newcastle way, the old Bar Pirate, will go on to be one of the best players we've seen. A three-time premiership winner, back-to-back premiership winning captain of the Sydney Roosters, back-to-back State of Origin captain. Unbelievable from Boyd Corner, a fantastic career. So sorry to see how it finished this way. Congratulations on everything you achieved, Boyd. All the best in the future.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.